I'm Mr. Izzy. I'm talking with students today about technology use at Korea International School. And so I'll have them introduce themselves. We'll go from youngest to oldest.
Okay. Hi. My name is Angie, and I'm a freshman.
All right. And next we have?
My name is Youngmin. I am a junior.
Excellent. And?
I'm Alan Kim. I'm a senior.
Excellent. All right, so I've got some questions for you guys. Just feel free to answer or just jump in. We'll have a little discussion here. So how is technology being used in your classes at Korea International School? And give us some examples if you can. What are teachers doing with technology?
The teachers.
Or how are teachers getting you to use the technology?
Well, I use my MacBook like to take notes, work on projects, and just surf on the internet when we have free time. So I think it's really effective.
Yeah, basically every class. If I left my MacBook at home, I couldn't take class, basically.
Yeah, I think most of the classes really utilize the MacBook, and you know, it's really useful. It's like a mini accessible library. You can do research on it. You could use the applications to do creative things that are maybe... that could be more interesting, that could make the class more interesting.
Like what? What type of creative stuff are you guys doing with the computers?
iMovies,
yeah,
podcasts, WikiSpaces.
WikiSpaces are a big thing.
Yeah. And do you guys like that stuff better than like kind of a more traditional sort of like writing...
construction paper.
Yeah, like cutting paper or like writing an essay or...
I think it's much more interesting, first of all. And then, yeah, because, you know... technology, you know, it always interests young people like us, you know, rather than doing like manual work. We always can post it on the internet, share with other people. That's like one of the big components of having technology and using technology in class.
So that sharing, when you put the stuff up on a wiki page or a Ning page or somewhere, you get that feedback from other students?
Yeah, I really like that.
Okay.
That's fun.
And it's just like a different style of learning, so it's really interesting for me.
So I'm assuming you still are doing things kind of, I don't want to say old-fashioned, but more traditionally, like you're still writing in classes and you're still doing that stuff as well.
Of course.
So this is just one more.
Of course, yeah, but instead of usually like writing by hand, unless it's like an exam or something, we're typing it up or, you know, editing our spaces or something.
Okay.
And it is true that some classes use MacBooks and technology more than others, but it can be utilized in a wide variety of classes, and I think it's a useful tool.
Cool. What class are there? Some classes that use technology a lot.
Yes.
Like which classes tend to use it the most in your experience?
AP Psychology.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that teacher's a loser.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I think I just did everything in the class, like making iMovies, like posting things up in wiki spaces, creating podcasts, and we just like did some assignments, you know, taking pictures and stuff, so.
And it also really depends on, you know, not only the class, because, for example, in digital photography class, we need our MacBooks because that's where we do our projects, that's where we share our photos and things, but it also depends on the teacher. I think if he or she is more comfortable with using things like WikiSpace, because a lot of teachers here use that, right? To post homework and to put up assignments and things like that. So it really depends, and I think it depends on teacher. It's useful.
Do you like it? Do you find it easier to kind of keep track of your stuff when it's on a wiki, like you don't forget your homework? Is that like nice?
Yeah, and you can always check back and see what you have to do, and you don't really necessarily have to like write it all down. Plus you can check what other people are doing, and and then obviously like communicating with the teacher. It's really fast and simple.
Nice. Okay. What's your favorite use of technology? Do you have a favorite program or a favorite thing? Like, is it iMovie or GarageBand or WikiSpaces?
Or
what?
iMovie is fun.
Two votes for iMovie, Youngmin.
iMovie's great.
Yeah.
I used it last year for my English class. We did a little movie. And, it was really interesting because I've never, you know, really done something like that in English class, but then, you know, taking something like a Shakespeare play and then turning something that like that into like a fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was really interesting, and yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
Nice.
Just like learning how to use it in the first place, the application, like, it's so useful because at home now I can make like home movies and yeah, like put things together.
Yeah, she's right. Nice. It's not just limited to school. It's,
mm-hmm.
You know, because we learn things here we can apply to, you know, our daily lives.
And it'll make people laugh.
Uh-huh. So wait a minute. You're learning stuff in school and then you're using it outside of school?
Uh-huh.
That's scary. Watch out.
Yeah,
I might catch on or something.
Yeah, some of my friends like used iMovie for their college applications.
Mm-hmm.
So like they were planning to major in drama kind of things, like theater. And they actually like made a video using iMovie, which actually helped them finish their college applications.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And also last summer, like my dad, he kind of puts together concerts for artists. And so he got me hired to some other person to make the backgrounds, like the images for a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I did it all with iMovie, and it turned out great, and I got paid, like, a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was really useful.
Very cool. Nice. All right. Let's see. Do you think, now this is for our older students, because KIS has been a one-to-one Mac school for 2 years now, and so was anyone here before that?
Me.
Just Alan. Okay, so Alan, this is all for you, buddy. All right, no pressure. All right, do you think that you're learning more in your average class than with technology, than with, you know, everybody having their own computer than before when we just were like, everybody just had textbooks and those kind of more traditional stuff?
Yeah, of course, because like my old school where we didn't use our computers, like it was learning was all about, you know, using our textbooks and finding things in our textbooks, but by using our computers, like, and having access to the internet, we can get access to more information, which could help us learn more.
So you feel like you have more resources when you're trying to study something.
Yeah.
Instead of just one book, you have anything out there on the whole World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
I think it really helps us prepare for, you know, maybe college and things like that, because, you know, technology is always gonna keep developing. It's always gonna stay with us, a big part of our lives, and we should get used to it, and maybe progress from like the 20th century traditional way of studying, because it's a new age. And, yeah, I think KIS really does a good job of utilizing it.
Okay, great. All right. So here's one for everybody. Do you think teachers can go overboard with technology? Sometimes you feel like they're just doing too much. Like you kind of get overwhelmed. Like you've got 20 iMovies or 20 podcasts that you have to do for all these different classes. And you're like, I wish we could just write a paper because I haven't written a paper in a while. Or how do you guys feel about that? Can teachers go too far with technology?
Well, slightly, because sometimes things like an iMovie project or creating a wiki space takes like a lot of editing. And like a lot of like collaborative effort, and it takes a lot of time and organization to like get together and get it done. Sometimes it's, you know, you kind of wish you could cut down a little bit, but overall it's still pretty fun, you know, like ups it up a little bit.
Yeah. Anybody else? You guys okay with that? I know your teachers might hear this, it's okay. Like they won't punish you for sharing your opinion.
Yeah, I agree with Ange.
Okay. This could be a tricky question. Compare your previous learning experiences to the ones you're having now with technology-enhanced lessons. This is kind of similar to a previous question. The technology, do you feel like it helps you learn more? Or about the same? Or is it just easier? Or what do you think the impact of technology has been on how you're learning?
I think it's definitely more convenient. I mean, because you can... It's like a personal... You can do so many things on just one MacBook, rather than, you know, as opposed to if you had to go to a library to do research, or, you know, you could check your email during class, do a variety of things, it makes I think studying more fun and easy. In my previous school, we didn't have this one-on-one MacBook system. Whenever we needed a computer, we would go to like a lab or like the library where we could have access to it. Which I guess it has some risks having this system, in that people could maybe deviate from their studies, do something else. They're tempted to do that, but if you really use it to your advantage, I think it's really excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like how teachers use the MacBooks, because like it seems like they're preparing for class before like this class starts. Like, for example, in my old school, like they just, once class starts, they started writing things on the board, and it was just a waste of time if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then teachers actually like created PowerPoints that they would use in class, and that kind of saved a lot of time, and it was more.
Mm-hmm. So you're not watching the teacher write the notes. The notes are already ready.
Yeah.
So you just look at them and then use the rest of the class time to do something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like directions also. If like the lesson plan for the day and like what you're going to do and the directions for project are already up there, then the teacher can just kind of stand back and say, okay, like this is what you need to do. Look on the wiki space or however and, you know, figure it out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So it's more, theoretically, in some of your classes, the teacher's not kind of, the teacher's giving you the lessons, but he or she doesn't just stand there, talk at you, and give everything to you at the start of class. It's there ready for you.
Yeah, it's already.
And then you guys are doing more.
Yeah, it's harder too, though, because you have to, you know, like actually like look up stuff and kind of read all the directions. But then again, it also helps, because if you get lost or if you're confused, you can always have something steady there to.
Mm-hmm. You can always go back to that wiki page or whatever it might be, the Ning, and the directions are there. And,
And the internet is like a really good source, a resource for teachers too, because I mean, for example, in my other history classes, we've never had a class where we didn't use the computer, because it has so many useful things that we could learn from, like maybe an animation of that really describes easily, demonstrates easily, like things, concepts, things like that. So teachers really make good use of that.
Cool.
I'm learning a lot from that.
I think we've already kind of crossed into this next question. Have you seen a difference in your teachers' planning styles? Are teachers doing different things in the classrooms with the computers than before? And you guys already started talking about this, where the teachers, instead of just writing notes, they hear the notes, they're ready to go, and giving you directions and just letting you go do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that teachers seem to be doing differently?
They're definitely more organized.
Yeah?
I think, in my opinion.
They are.
They are. Yeah, Or like in one teacher's example, say like if they have it all planned out in advance, then even if like because they have to juggle multiple classes, then even if they like if they come to one class and they know like specifically what they're doing because they've already put it all up on the wiki.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's forcing them to make sure they know what they want to do that day, because they have to put it up on the website.
Yeah.
So you guys are ready to go. So everybody's ready to go at the start of class.
I think there's definitely a difference depending on the teacher. Some teachers might, they prefer hard copies and things like that, and maybe traditional note-taking as opposed to, like, wiki spaces and blogs.
Mm-hmm.
And, I definitely see a difference in the teachers' planning styles.
Mm-hmm.
I guess sometimes you, like, for example, in math class, I guess it'll be maybe easier to learn if the teacher wrote it all out on the board and then went through it step by step, as, you know, rather than using technology, and maybe that would instead overcomplicate things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it depends really on the subject and the teachers.
Yeah. So sometimes technology isn't the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's
like
a lot
art
of
art class or something.
Yeah, art class, right? I mean, drawing, you still have to pick up a pencil and some cool paper and do some cool art stuff that I don't know anything about. But yeah, I mean, so it sounds like this is just one more tool that some teachers are using, and other teachers are using it when it's appropriate, but not all the time. So it kind of depends on
the
subject.
And I think we're still in that kind of like transition process where some teachers expect you to take hand notes and then get kind of suspicious if you like start taking notes on your Mac.
Mm-hmm.
But then some teachers are like, oh, what are you doing with paper, you know?
Like,
it's much faster to just get on your Mac.
Yeah. I've noticed sometimes I go into a classroom and all the students have their MacBooks, and then as soon as the teacher says anything, you just hear this massive clicks, because everybody is writing down their notes. which is kind of cool. Yeah. But the first time I saw it happen, it scared me. I'm like, whoa, everybody's typing right now. Which, from the teacher's perspective, is a little scary. Because, we're like, what are you doing? Because we can't see what you're doing, so we have to trust you guys. Yeah. But do you think students usually are doing the right thing? Or does it kind of depend?
Yeah, most of the time, because, it's their responsibility to...
Kind of forced to, really.
Yeah, but then, if they want to learn, then they'll take notes.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. if you're playing, games, if you're playing Blockles during class, and... I mean, it's just going to, kick you later on, so...
Blockles. Yeah. I'm in like with you. Yeah, I've played that before. It's pretty fun. So anything else you guys want to add in about technology? We're about to wrap it up here.
I love it.
Alan loves it. Angie loves it.
Yeah, it's a great tool.
Yeah, I couldn't live without it.
But then maybe I'm seeing, if you get too dependent on it, too, engrossed in the MacBook, that what if
you forget you just to have lose a life. It? Yeah.
Or you forget it for one day, it's like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good point. It seems like kind of like the hub of your whole school life, your whole, sometimes your social life. But then, if you lose it, then you're just kind of, you're dead.
Screwed.
Oh, yeah. No, I could totally.
I have no hard copies of my notes anywhere or anything.
So here's Mr. Izzy's tech tip then. Back up your stuff, all the time. That's important, right, for everybody? Because if all your school life is on this little machine, if it dies, and they do die sometimes, doesn't matter what computer you have, it sometimes it's going to die, then you want to make sure you have either hard copies or some copies of that stuff. Because I think a lot of people would tell a sad story about how they lost some really cool, important stuff, and it's gone. So that's a good concern to keep in mind. All right, I want to thank you guys for sharing your opinions, and really awesome.
Thank you.